Soul singer Solomon Burke died yesterday at the age of 70. In the 1960s, he was known as the King of Rock and Soul. He played that title to a hilt, performing in a jeweled crown and a robe, carrying a scepter. Burke is one of the singers who led the rise of soul music in the 60s. In fact, Peter Guralnick's book, Sweet Soul Music, attributes Jerry Wexler of Atlantic Records as saying that Burke's hits, like Just Out of Reach and The Price, helped keep Atlantic alive from 1961 to 64. Burke was a preacher long before he became a soul music star. He grew up in Philadelphia, where he started preaching at age 7 and conducted a radio ministry at age 12. In the 1970s, after his string of hits, when he was disillusioned with the music industry, Burke founded his own church and recorded only gospel music. I spoke with Solomon Burke in 1986, after he had returned to soul music and was trying to make a comeback. Here's his 1963 recording, You Can Make It If You Try.
You can make it if you try.
In 1986, I asked Solomon Burke about another song, his 1964 recording, The Price.
You recorded something called The Price for Atlantic Records.
Classic.
It's a great record.
Classic.
And you really sound like a preacher on it. I mean, the beginning sounds to me like great preaching.
I am the preacher.
So it made me think that, yeah, there really was a connection between what you were doing as a preacher and what you were doing as a singer.
Well, it certainly is. The connection is that my ministry never stops, and I have taken my songs and put it into my ministry, and I've taken my ministry and put it into my songs.
Do you want to say anything about the day you recorded this or your memories of the session?
The day The Price was made, it was recorded first live on the stage at the Apollo Theater, and the band had no idea of what we were doing, so I told them to keep repeating what they were playing and don't stop. And I personally had had some personal problems with my life, and I came on stage and I was very furious, and I just went on almost in a rage, and I started singing this song, and I realized that I had given up so much for the love of one woman, and my love life was being crushed at that point. That was a day that a lady fell out of the balcony after listening to this song, and the guy backstage, Mr. Henry, came back and says, God, you should record that song. I never heard it on any of your recordings. And we went and recorded the song 2 days later. The Price is such a true song, because if you've ever been in love and you've ever been hurt by love, you realize the price you pay.
Let's hear it.
After I hung up my heart for you, darling, and I said if you ever need me, all you had to do was call me. I stood up and I told the whole wide world that you were good for me, baby. Yes, then you laughed and you called me your personal clown in front of all your friends. You walked away and you left me standing up like a fool. I couldn't even go to my friends or my relations. All I could do was stand up and hang my head in shame. You see what you cost me?
You cost me my mother, love of my father, sister, and my brother too.
Oh yes you did. You see now what you've caused. And I know just what I lost. And I know what the price I paid. I paid, I paid for loving someone like you. All I can hear my friend say is, I told you, I told you. And I can hear my mother say, fool, I told you. You see what you, oh yes you do. You look back and you wonder sometimes. My, 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 my. And I see the price I paid. I paid for loving someone, 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 someone like you, baby.
There was actually a coronation ceremony for you where you were coronated the king of rock and soul.
Yes,
right?
we've had three of them, but the original one was in Baltimore. Rockin' Robin brought me into Baltimore to the Royal Theater, and on that show it was the first performance, which is really history, and every time Diana Ross sees me, she mentions it. It was her first performance, her first show. And we had the Marvelettes and the Supremes, a new group called the Supremes. And we were crowned the king of rock and soul.
Did you actually dress in kingly garments for
your
performances?
Still do.
What do you wear?
Well, we have maybe 10 or 15 different robes, royal, regal robes. Some are probably too expensive to even wear on stage. The insurance companies won't allow us to wear two or three of them anymore. And then the crown was made up in England. And
was it a jewel-studded crown?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You can't do a crown any other way, you know. It has to be right. And it was right. It was a copy from the crown, from the royal crown, King Henry VIII's crown. And it was fun. It was really fun. We'd put it on, and we'd come in a crown case. And we had a case, an old wig box was all converted and lined with velvet, and we'd have a little midget who used to travel with me sing like Sam Cooke, and he would walk behind me, and when I would throw the robe off, he would walk off the stage, and you can actually see the robe moving by itself, you know, right off the stage.
So you still wear things like that
now? We still wear the robe, and we bring it out for certain occasions, special occasions, because people long to see that. People say, did you ever see Solomon with the robe and the crown? And did you ever see him when they rolled out the carpet and the whole thing? And they come to see that. They actually want to see that.
Solomon Burke, recorded in 1986. He died yesterday in Amsterdam, where he had just arrived to perform a sold-out concert. He was 70. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Therapy is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross, and I want to welcome a new associate producer to our staff, Heidi Simon.